the long version one.
You thought it was the end of the show, didn't you?
This was not the end of the show.
All the way to the
oh,
end.
My gosh. Can I get one of these things right consistently in a week?
You know, I was really happy that I actually got to hear it this time. You know how hard it is to do the podcast and you're rocking out and I don't get to hear it?
I forgot the way our system was. Man, we have been technically off.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back to Give With The Programming. I'm Chase Ingram.
I'm Captain America.
And along with me is Bill Grunler.
Wolverine.
There we are. Hey, everybody.
Almost on track. Almost.
Oh, I really do. No, you know what? This is real. We're not going to start it over. We're just going to keep going because this is a special edition of our Patreon Programmatron preview because we have some breaking news, some big news for our Patreon supporters, a.k.a. our Programmatrons.
Yes.
Got some breaking news. We'll get into that. We are going to do a special Programmatron or Patreon supporter only. So if you guys support us on Patreon, go to patreon.com/getwiththeprogramming. And for $6 a month, you get all this content for free. You get a free weekly workout. We do analysis videos of things like the Open and the quarterfinals and other events like that. And then we just do a lot of fun things that you regular listeners just don't get to have unless you're part of that Programmatron army.
You're just standing on the outside of the velvet rope.
You're right there.
Hanging out outside on the street corner, just, you know.
You can hear the music.
Hear the cool music.
Yeah, you can hear the bass thumping.
But you just don't get to come in.
You hear the crowd screaming and laughing, and this is the best thing in the world. It's like, hey, just take $6, pay the doorman, get behind that velvet rope, and join the party.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that was a great analogy. Well done.
Well, thank you.
Well done. Well, we have some big news for our Patreon supporters. We'll get there in a second. What this show will end up being for those that support us on Patreon is that me and Bill had a little analysis of the Last Chance qualifier in the last one, and we had our thoughts and feelings about that, and we gave why we felt the way they did. And they had four events for the Last Chance qualifier, and we're like, you know what? It really could have just been one. And we made a little combo platter of what we were given. You're like, hey, we'd like to have fun on this show. our tagline might be there, fixed it.
I like that one, by the way.
I do like that one. And
hey, when we come up with an online store and we have all of our cool like Programmatron stickers and all that kind of cool stuff, we're going to get that cup that says that.
I think we're going to make a coffee mug with our Programmatron logo on the front and there, fixed it on the back. And we got to put it at the bottom of the coffee. Is like in the front, it says like my shitty day at the start. And then when you get to the bottom of it, it says there, fixed it. Because you had your full cup of coffee. Oh, man. But what we decided to do is for funsies is we're going to program. If you got to program one event to be a last chance qualifier, what would it be? And we gave no parameters, no restrictions. In fact, we even said you can play with the scoring system if you would like.
Yeah.
Whether it's coming in, it's going out, how many events you do, part A, part B, whatever. So I'm very curious to see what you have. We haven't shared yet. I have mine. I like it, obviously. I wouldn't have made it up if I didn't like it. Usually I just rip those things up. I go about like 10 iterations. Like I'm that writer who has writer's block, and he says it only starts like the three words, like once upon a time, and then you bundle it up, you're like, this sucks. So that'll be that. And then before we get into that, we just we want to talk some shop, talk to our community, talk to our listeners, because we got some constructive feedback on our own. And so that's what the show's going to be. So what I want to do is, let's see, we can do big news first?
Let's do big news first.
Big news first.
Yeah.
Here's what we got. We've been requested by this by a lot of our Patreon supporters, and we are going to deliver. So for our Patreon supporters, our Patreon or Programmatron tier one, is $6 a month. You guys get audio content like this that only you guys get. You get some previews of new things we have in the work, whether it's logos, designs, t-shirts that will be coming, as well as a free workout of the week from both Bill and I with a little video explanation of what's going on. That's what you guys get for $6. But hold on,
and we also have the drawing for the free
month. That's right.
I mean, every big deal
every Programmatron or Patreon supporter at randomly every week we will select one of them and give them a whole month of programming for free by just being a supporter of the show. And we got requested, people want more. People like what they're getting, but they want more. And so here's what we're going to do. Starting today, July 1, welcome to the second half of the year, Bill, by the way.
You know what? I'm just bummed because that just means summer is halfway done.
I just
got to summer, god dang it.
I am not so bummed because it's hot as hell in Texas. So
yeah, well, I'll take it.
Yeah, it's like, I don't hate summer, especially after the winter we had. I could use some sunny days.
True.
So we are developing a new tier for our Patreon supporters, and it is going to be a Patreon Plus where it'll be... We will give everyone a workout of the day. We have free, well, not free, but we have programming from Bill and I where every day you'll get a new workout. So basically you get an online programming from both us, from Get With The Programming for our Programmatrons. So this tier will be a Programmatron Plus tier. And for $20, you'll get everything our normal Programmatrons get. Free workout of the week, exclusive content, one Programmatron selected on a weekly basis to get a whole month, as well as a daily programmed workout from Bill and I every day of the week. And so that is our new tier. Do we have a programming tier for our Programmatrons?
I mean, just think about that. So you can go to all these other templated program systems that are out there, and you're getting that you are getting, I mean, you know who we are now. Like, all we do is talk about programming and how movement should be and standards of certain things and numbers and the intent of different workouts and different events. And you now, hopefully, I mean, since you guys have all known us for a while now, know that this is what we do. And so now you get for $20 programmed workouts.
Every day.
From us. To you
every day.
You don't have to dabble in everyone else's stuff. Mm-hmm. You come right here to your house.
Just
and
one
you do your workout.
One good workout. That's it. Couldn't it be simpler?
Love it.
And yeah, so that's our new tier. So if you guys want to get on that, if you want to get with the programming from Bill and I, then you can go to patreon.com. And if you have a Programmatron subscription, you can just upgrade $14 on top of the $6 that you already did, and you get monthly programming every day of the week from here on out, as well as everything you are to get as a Programmatron. And I'm pumped about this. It just it allows us to stretch our programming legs even more. It allows us to give you guys what we love to do the most, and that is program. And what you guys can do is you can comment in that, and every comment, every post is questions or scales, and we'll reply to you guys. So it's like, hey, I need this. I don't have this. It's like, how should I modify? Let us know. We'll respond. We'll walk you through it just like we would with our normal athletes. So that is the big news from the show. And it's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised we waited this long to do it, but $20 a month. And you know what we need to do is CrossFit just released that they have their own affiliate programming crew of Awesome Aliolo, James Hobart, and Spencer Hendel. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's going to be $150 a month just for that. Ours is $20. Just saying. Just saying.
Although
we should do a show on that, though. I want to get those guys on.
I'm glad that CrossFit decided to do that.
Yeah.
And I will say this. I mean, what this shows to me is that there really is a need for people to understand programming, because if affiliates are needing help like this, then personally, that bothers me. You know, I mean, I'm glad that element is there.
Yeah.
It's obviously that it's a hole that needs to be plugged for affiliates and coaches
if
and
anything,
athletes and
like
all that
guidance.
But it just really shows that the need, the importance of this is something that is needed out there. Mm-hmm. You know. By everyone. So I'm glad that CrossFit decided to do that. I think it's a good thing.
Like, CrossFit still has their main page. They still have a workout of the day, but that workout of the day on site is just for the world, for individuals, competitors, people trying to figure it out. It's not necessarily dedicated for, say, an affiliate space. So you take three guys that have been in the game for a while, that are on seminar staff, that have been games athletes, competitors, and they, I mean, they've had their hands in a lot of different fires with CrossFit. So
yeah.
I would really like to get those guys on, see what the, and just talk about that. I mean, shoot, that's what we do, right? We talk totally. Programming. So it'd be really sweet to have those guys on. So we'll effort that for our listeners. And before we get to our workout, we wanted to address our own feedback that we've gotten recently.
Yeah.
It was just one, but you know, we appreciate constructive criticism. We appreciate any feedback, positive or negative, as long as there's some, we say constructive, right? Here's my complaint and here's my solution or opinion to the matter. Because if you just give one, then you're just bitching about things, and that I don't really care for. So, but we got one. It's like we had a listener and a programmatron, and they were a little displeased with the tone, say, of the podcast since I would say the
a little too high. Is that what it was?
This could be all mine. This could be all my fault. But as of late, so really since the open, and the tone being a lot of criticism towards CrossFit, specifically the programming and maybe how they've handled a few things. And again, all of this is really opinion based, right? Me and Bill give our opinion, but we also give solutions or our answers or some type of constructive, you know, it's like, hey, this is what I don't like, this is what I would like to see differently, as opposed to like, this is stupid and I give no back to it. And I can empathize with that feeling. I can totally see where that tone will come from, because look, we have been very critical over this last game season, but it's because they're needed to be that. It isn't all sunshine and rainbows all the time. And I would love to come on this show and just be like, CrossFit's doing everything right and the programming is perfect. And I'm so happy. I would love for them to do that, but they haven't, right? There have been mistakes that were made. There have been major oversights over the season, but I feel like we've always done a good job of trying to give a alternative solution to what was given originally, if that makes sense. And
yeah,
you know, I just
totally.
Wanted to address it. It's like, look, I get it. It's been tough. I don't like getting mad about the one thing I love the most in this world, second to my wife and my kids and my family, right? I love CrossFit. I support this company vehemently. I did it during the whole 2019, 2020 shit show that it was. I didn't disaffiliate. I didn't close my gym down. In fact, I leveled up. I reaffiliated during the whole Glassman shit show. That's how I doubled down on this company. All right. So if I am displeased with some things that go on, I still give a reason of why and a reason why I think it can get better. And I think if you guys are listening and I'm just, or Bill and I are both just like, everything's great, everything's perfect, nothing is wrong, everything's happy, then I wouldn't trust us to give you guys a true, honest show. And so I would love to be happy all the time.
But that's not how it works. No, I know. And I think it's important. And we try. I like what you said, because I'm the same
but
way.
But I empathize I with the feeling. And what I'm CrossFit. Saying, sorry, it's like I empathize with that feel and tone, and may that not make some listeners happy because they want it to be different. So I empathize and I thank them for the feedback, and I just want to give a little bit of a why, and I get it. I really do. So
totally. I agree. I'm all in CrossFit. Always have been. Didn't disaffiliate. Have waved the flag of what CrossFit is. You know, the methodology and everything the whole time. Love the idea, love the programming, love the competition side, love the fitness side, love all of the sides. When I hope that when people hear us analyze the different events, and in the Last Chance one was a good example of that, how we went from one event is, this is crap, there mm-hmm. is absolutely no reason to this, to this event is,
yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it
appropriate,
is.
Appropriate, sure, but it's like boring. It's like, it doesn't look pretty, whatever. To the last one of, dude, this event is so good.
Love
that
it.
It could be all by itself. So, I mean, like, I'm hoping that when people see that we are analyzing and giving our constructive criticism, that it isn't a watered down, it's all good or it's all bad. I mean, we are taking it piece by piece by piece. And again, and I try to throw this in there that we are always armchair quarterbacking this.
Yes.
It's always standing back and looking. We have both made.
It's very one-sided.
You know, our programs, and all of a sudden you do it and you're like, wow, messed that one up bad.
Bad, dude. How many times have I messed things up?
Maybe I don't say it out loud to every single, all right, class, today you're getting screwed because I messed it up.
Sorry, guys, really effed this one up.
It does happen. You know, it does happen.
Of course.
And so all we are doing is we are sitting back after the fact that they've put all this stuff up in. And again, we don't know what they're looking at when they're putting it together. Mm-hmm. And if we knew that, that would help us to wonder, why is this event this way? Why did they put that one in there like that? Because I've been to HQ. I know what it looks like. They have whiteboards in every single office that are just tattered with programs and workouts and schedules and everything. And so we don't know exactly what it looks like.
Right.
Where are they looking at when they're picking these things up? We are taking it from, you know, looking at it in a vacuum and trying to give our best assumption.
And it's a one-sided assumption because it's just us talking and we don't get the why. And part of it too is like, we have reached out to Dave and Boz and all those other guys to comment every turn, and they haven't declined. They just didn't respond about coming on the show. Right. And so I get it that yes, the tone at times. And I will say, like, through quarters and teams and an age group, like, it was really negative because the programming wasn't good. It really just wasn't, right? And the majority of it was bad, and it was the same, and it was...
Well, and again, I think what's important that what we did is we said why it's bad. We just didn't
We didn't say, this is dumb.
It's stupid because it's dumb.
Right.
It's stupid because it's dumb. Like, why do that? That's dumb.
Yeah.
We tried to have every show, you pull out your level 2 checklist on every single movement. How many movements are here? Are we light? Are we heavy? How long are we going? What's the, you know, what are the energy systems that we're using? What are the time domains that we're using? All of those things. So it is a true analysis. It's not just stupid because it's dumb. It's stupid or it doesn't make any sense because of these reasons.
Because here's
why. We go all the way down.
Yeah. But
and then we give our, and then we give our opinions of like, here's how we would make it better.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But I agree. And so long story short, we wanted to go, you know, why we feel the way we feel. It's like, I don't hate CrossFit. I love CrossFit. There's nothing I love more. I love programming. And I think that's some of the hard parts too, is like, I love it so much that when they don't deliver stage after stage, then I get frustrated because like, this is my favorite part.
Yeah.
Seeing new, cool effective programming.
And like I said to you, and I tried to make a point of that after the Last Chance episode that we did, was to the athletes, like, it is not their job to concern themselves with whether an event is a good event, bad event, programmed well, not programmed well.
Right. You don't have a choice.
Their whole deal is 3, 2, 1, go and go and whatever the event is. And like, we were laughing because I was like, push the marble with your nose. I
mean, yeah.
Whatever
it is.
It doesn't matter.
Balance
just
a spoon
go
on
good
your
luck
finger.
And I hope you put it all out there, you know?
Yeah. You don't have a choice.
This is just us, you know, us nerds that are sitting over here at the table that, you know, talking numbers and talking, you know.
Yeah. We're a bunch of programming kind of nerds. I get it. And I get, I've been upset and Bill's been upset and we have our misgivings about what has happened this year, but they are, in our eyes, in our opinion, are warranted, and we give reasons for that. But at the same time, as we try to give our constructive feedback and criticism, I want to thank people who do that for us.
Totally.
Because we don't always get it right. And maybe, yes, the tone has been not great as of late, and I love it when it's fun and happy, and it's like, that's fun for me. Being negative is not fun for me. That is not how I'm built. Like, that's just not... Right. And so when I get upset, it almost gets me upset when I get upset. But I do appreciate that. And, you know, we just want to chat on it, say thank you. Thank you for the feedback, positive or negative. As long as the feedback comes with some here's why and here's this, I do appreciate that. So thank
you. Always the why.
I thank you.
We give the why. We want to take the why.
This is what I usually say to my athletes, because, you know, it's like if I'm on someone's ass in the gym, this is the best feedback I got from one of my favorite coaches, which was weird because he was in my dream last night.
Okay, that is weird.
It is weird, right? It's like, this is my high school swim coach when I was like a sophomore. And he rode my ass every day. Every day. And he didn't do it to anybody else. I felt like he always put more on me. I was like, there's 100 kids in this program, and I feel like you're always on me. And one day, I'd had enough. And I just was like, why are you always on my ass? It's like, I am working my ass off. He goes, Chase, the day I stop yelling at you or coaching you hard is the day I stopped caring about you. I was like, okay. Roger that. Thank you. Yeah. And I liken it to the same thing. The day we just, I'm like, I don't want to give up on you. I don't want to give up on CrossFit or the program or anything like that, because some has been good. Most have been not this year. We've never had any real problems with the programming up until this year. That's the thing. It's like, yeah. Oh, the past show has been great and funny. It's like, because it's been great. It has been great. We didn't just like all of a sudden get cynical. It's like, it just hasn't been great. And so for us, it's like, the one thing I don't want anyone to say is like that I don't care about CrossFit or the company, right? And so, yes, we have been displeased and we have been vocal about that displeasure because we care so much and that we are not going to give up on CrossFit and that hope for the best and that we want the best, because if it's not, if this isn't here, we're not here. We're not here.
I don't like people talking bad about CrossFit.
Exactly.
Like our ranting is our protecting.
Right.
What we love.
I don't want someone from the outside and be like, CrossFit sucks because of this. I'm like, all right, CrossFit, fix this so we don't have these assholes who don't even know what they're talking about coming and start bashing CrossFit. I'll do it.
Totally.
It's like having a little brother. Now, I'm not saying CrossFit's my little brother, but it's like having a brother. It's like, I will beat on you and tease you, but like as soon as someone
else
comes
will.
In my circle,
yeah.
Now we have to fight.
I can talk crap about
and
my
I
brother,
have been
but
kicked
no one
out.
Else can talk crap about my brother.
Yeah, I've been kicked out of many of late night establishments. That sounds like a strip club. Many of bars, because somebody like bumped into my brother and I attacked them in public. So we love CrossFit.
We love
HQ.
Man.
There's a reason why Bill's a 10-plus year affiliate owner. I'm coming up on my 8th year in 1 month. It's been 8 years.
I think we're 13 years.
You're 13.
2008.
Dang. Look at you. Yeah. So we're here to stay, guys. We're here to stay. Yep. We just want to make sure as we keep it good, because a lot of times, look, you be in this business long enough, you're not going to get it all right. And you're going to have good stretches, bad stretches. It's like a batting average. You go through slumps. And I think we've been in a slump programming wise. We really, I genuinely, that's my opinion. And I'm trying to give my opinion of why it's a slump, how it can get better, because I want everything to be great. So thank you guys for the feedback. We do appreciate that. And we just wanted to touch on that. It does mean a lot to us. So we wanted to make sure we expand on that a little bit. So, hey, Bill, speaking of expanding, how about we talk about some new programming? Maybe a little last chance qualifier. I'm shimming my shoulders. You can't see that. You can't see that if you're listening on the podcast. But this is what this episode is going to be. This is a Patreon exclusive episode that we are about to go on, and Bill is going to program one event to be a last chance qualifier to the CrossFit Games, as well as I am going to program one event, any event we want, anything we choose. We did a little bit in the episode when we analyzed the programming for the last chance qualifier, but we just worked with what we were given. Now, blank canvas, maybe some different little paint brushes. Are you going to oil base or water base? I don't know. Maybe it's clay. Okay, I'll stop. But we're going to give you guys something new. So we are going to hop off here. We're going to join our Patreon crew. If you guys want to hear this episode in its full entirety, go to patreon.com/getwiththeprogramming. If you just want to hear these episodes and get a weekly workout and in the running for a whole month of programming, join our Programmatron tier, $6 a month. If you want a full programming schedule from us to you every day of the week, every day of the year, join our Programmatron Plus. Our new Programmatron Plus Patreon tier for $20 a month, and you get it all, baby. You get it all. So if you guys want to get with this, you want to get with the programming, you want to get with our Programmatrons, jump over there to hear the rest of this episode. Programmatrons, we'll be right back.